Philippians 3:13-16. My friends, I'd like you to know that although I have left and am definitely on my way, I don't count myself as having arrived, nor do I think of myself as being at such a level of maturity as to sit above anyone else. But I can say with all confidence, I'm learning to let go of those things which are behind and consistently, calmly, have drawn the conclusion I will reach forward every day to those things which are in front of me. Sometimes I can't see it, but there's the solid faith in my heart which says I know that I know I'm bearing down on the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I think of it as a goal and the ultimate prize. As a result, be encouraged. Let us, as many as are spiritually mature, have this determined mindset. If in any way or variance from our determined course, you think otherwise, rest assured God will reveal the deviation of your path to you. The Lord is very good at getting our attention when He needs to. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already gained a sure footing in Christ, let us all walk by the same rule. Let us all be of the same mind. Let us carefully give attention to those who reflect the example Jesus set for us. There are two words which, of late, I have come to greatly appreciate. But God. But meaning on the contrary, or except for the fact. The world tells us one thing, then there is but God that is to the contrary. The devil persuades us one way, then there is but God, which tells us the truth, which is on the other hand from the world or the devil. Ephesians 2 says that we were once the offspring of anger, malice, hate, and vengeance, but God made us alive in Christ. In Psalm 73, my flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Many wander in despair, but God has called us to peace, 1 Corinthians 7:15. Also, 1 Corinthians 1:27 says, not many wise or noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. I heard a preacher say once that the enemy has fully set his will against us and wants each of us to concentrate on how far we have fallen rather than how far we have risen. Satan wants us to focus on our pasts instead of our futures and how far we still have to go rather than how far we have already come. He wants us to think about how many times we have failed rather than how many times we have succeeded. But God wants us to focus on our strengths and not our weaknesses, our victories and not our losses, our joys and not our problems. Not that we all don't have weaknesses, losses, or problems, but God tells us repetitively in Scripture that those things are not our focus. Philippians 3 tells us that God wants us to press forward and respond to His upward call and forget what lies behind us. Respond. You know, responding is a big deal. Do we actually respond, or do we tend to sit and stare? Let go of what is behind. There is no regret in this world which will ever allow anyone to relive it all making it something other than what it was. Let it go. Do not believe the lies of the devil. Pay attention to what God is doing, where God is working. Focus on what He has given to you and respond. Magnify the works of the Lord. But, meaning on the contrary, on the other hand, except for the fact. We were once children of wrath, but God made us alive in Christ. There are many opinions, but God is one. Man boasts many things, but God is faithful. Many wander in despair, but God has called us to peace. Many sow and water, but God gives the increase. Men forget their promises, but God remembers. Mankind may leave us, but God stays with us. The enemy of our soul always works towards our demise, but God does not allow us to be given into His hand. 2 Samuel 14:14 says that we must all die. We are all like water spilled on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. But God will not take away life, and He devises an imaginative plan so that the banished one will not remain an outcast. People won't listen to the weeping of our heart, but God always hears even our faintest cry. At an absolute minimum, but God occurs at least 43 times, and that's not including all the variations. The Lord wants us to know He is on our side, and there's no kidding around.